Hey, Sue, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I am great. It's so great to talk to you. And we've got a
So
lot
nice to be part of your show.
to cover. And you're in Amsterdam. Is that the original home, or how did you wind up in Amsterdam?
I was born in the south of the Netherlands, but I live close to Amsterdam right now. So yeah, I am Dutch.
But you're no stranger to the States because before we get too far along, I got to have you tell this story about coming here. Not much more than a teenager, and taking a bus trip to Memphis.
You know, I've always wanted to go to America because of my love for the American music. And so when I was about 17 years old, I went to work as a nanny, and I sang at nights and in music class and everything. And because I'm such a big country and Elvis fan, I decided, why not take a bus down to Nashville and Memphis? It was the easiest way, in my opinion, not realizing that it would stop at 4 in the morning at some funny bus stops, and it would take forever to get there. But in the end, I was there, and it was a dream come true.
I want to talk a little bit about your mom and dad. And in this case right here, I want to talk about your dad and you and that music connection that you had. He helped school you a lot about music, didn't he?
Oh yeah, I was really raised in a home filled with music. First thing in the morning, I remember waking up to music and listening to a great variety of styles. And I think also that's why, because of my dad, he had so much music. Why I love to perform different styles as well, which was pretty normal in the '60s to go from Latin to country to gospel, and yeah, so I'm really grateful to be surrounded by so much music in my youth.
Still learning too, aren't you? About the I'm talking about the history of it and the legacy of these folks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But when I was about 6 years old, my dad gave me his old record player and some 45s that I started to play. And everybody, my friends at school and everything, they were listening to contemporary stuff. But I was digging into all that, and it's still ongoing. Absolutely. Even by listening to your radio show,
Well, we've
the
tried. We
music.
hopefully have introduced you to some stuff as well, with what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You got the new album, which is this like Job makes an album? It's just been one challenge after another to get this thing onto the market.
You're talking about the Memphis Soul Sessions,
Yes,
right?
I am.
After some difficult times here, I decided it was time to make a new album and to get back to America because, like I said before, that's where the roots of my music are, and that's where I feel it best. And I started talking to some people, and the studio that I worked at before in Nashville actually moved to Memphis. And so I thought, well, it's meant to be. And started looking for people for the real legendary musicians that were all run all the records that were made in the 60s there, 70s in Memphis. From Al Green to Isaac Hayes and all the real soul legends. We got together, and it was just wonderful to get that real Memphis sound. It's only possible when you're out there, I think. Beautiful Memphis surrounded with those legendary musicians.
Magic town, isn't it?
Yeah, wonderful. Due to everything, I actually had to finish the album back here in the Netherlands.
But it's out there as of November 1st, right?
Yeah, finally decided to release it. The past year, I've been releasing singles, but I really felt now it shouldn't be on the shelf any longer because I wanted to get the message out. And for me, it feels like it's time for these songs to be out there,
It seems like a very personal album.
Yeah, it's true. I put really everything in it, not only the whole process that I started, you know, from writing to arranging to setting up everything, setting up my own label. But it really reflects me and who I am and what I stand for, and it really captures my soul. We had it mastered in at Bernie Grundman's mastering in LA, and when I got it back and when I heard it back for the first time, I thought, wow, I'm really listening to my soul here. And it really, everything, the whole long, difficult process came back to me, and I felt really overwhelmed. And yeah, just because I put so much of myself in it.
Well, you did good, as we say in Indiana. You did good.
Well, I'm glad.
What we're going to do over these few weeks here is you have picked some classic country, and then we're going to play a track from your album on each of our segments. And we want to begin with a song you picked that Bill Anderson wrote. Mm-hmm. And but your version, yeah. The version you picked is by Farron Young.
Yeah. I love Farron Young. And I was thinking about, like we talked about before, there's so much great music, and I was raised with so many different styles and music and performers. And one of the singers that I really enjoy listening to is Farron Young, and I just love this song. I love the melody, and I thought it was a cool combination, Bill Anderson's song by Farron.
Well, let's listen to it.
Well, so there's no better way to spend your time than with your friends and with a little music. And this is Farron Young, and I have a song for all of you fine neighbors out there. This is a tune written by my good friend, Whispering Bill Anderson. The song, The Tip of My Fingers. I reached out my hand and I touched you with soft words. I whispered your name. I held you right on the tip of my fingers. Oh, but that was as close as I came. My eyes had a vision of sweet lips yielding beneath my command. I had your love on the tip of my fingers, but I let it slip right through my hand. Yes, I let it slip right through my hand. Somebody took you when I wasn't looking, and I should have known right from the start that it's a long, long way from the tip of my fingers to the love hidden deep in your heart. To the love hidden deep in your heart.
All right, we're back. And the album, and we're going to talk a little bit more about your songwriting a little bit later, but the first track you picked off the album to showcase today is really a personal song that, I don't want to tell the story. You tell the story about My Angel Watches Over Me.
Well, it's a song I wrote in between the songs sessions we did, I went to Memphis twice to record. First of all, because I just wanted to get the feel of the people I was working with, because we never worked together before. And in between those sessions, I wrote some new songs with the band in mind and the arrangements with the horns and everything. And I had some scrabbles already, of course, and song ideas. And I started working this one out, and it's a song I wrote about my mom, because I feel she's with me. And, you know, even though I lost her at a young age, it's a personal song, but it's actually a song of hope and faith.
I can see that being one of those that around Mother's Day could wind up getting played a lot.
Yeah, that's true. It was picked up here around Mother's Day a lot, actually. And I released it as the second single, and I got some great feedback because people feel it too. And it's also, you know, in general, people that you miss, that you feel that they're still close, even though they're not with you in person.
There is a lady in town where I live that is a good friend of mine that I have just introduced to you. And she lost her mom 3 or 4 years ago, I guess. And her mom was a good friend of mine as well. And that song, about one third of the way through it, when I played it for her, tears formed in her eyes. So my point is it resonates. I want you to introduce it as we play it here.
Well, let's listen to My Angel Watches Over Me, a special song I wrote for the Memphis Soul Sessions album.
Just over me, my angel. chair. We always follow our inner guide and never stop.